it's my honor to introduce your speaker tonight, which will be Arlene.
My name is Arlene, and I am an alcoholic.
Hey, Arlene.
The reason I'm supposed to do that is out of respect for Alcoholic Anonymous, because that's what this program's all about. Although drugs have been related into it, I have three different places where it's mentioned in the big book. But I was an addict. But the solution for me for recovery was not the addict. I was so sick in my disease, this here never cleared up. So when somebody shared about their drugs in the other fellowship, all I ever heard was a drug-a-log. And I couldn't get recovery because I already knew all of that. You know what I mean? I knew everything about the drugs. I was out there 11 years, the big time, big dealer, you know what I mean? But out of respect of Alcoholic Anonymous and whatever group I'm in, I announced myself that individual to that program out of respect. And that's what I learned about being in the rooms of Alcoholic Anonymous. They give us answers to whatever questions you may have. So we're going to start from the very beginning. I remember, this is what I remember. At the age of 7, I remember that I ended up being like a little mommy. I ended up taking care of 3 sibling brothers, took care of the house, took care of the cooking, learned how to do all that kind of stuff. And then when I came in the rooms of Alcoholic Anonymous, guess what God gave me as a profession? House cleaning. Yeah. Go figure. Okay. But you know what? I'm thankful that I went through that because, number one, I didn't know how to do any of that stuff. So I got to learn all that stuff. So when I had my own children, I was able to take care of them. But guess what? At the age of 35, somebody brought home some drugs. And as an alcoholic and addict like we are, there's got to be a way we can get this stuff free. And I end up being, like I said, for 11 years out there. So back to what I was. Now, from the age of 7, we lived in Santa Barbara. When we came to Santa Maria to live, I was at the age of 10. When I was at the age of 10, no disrespect from the creed that I was brought up in or anything like that, but molestation in most Mexican family, it happens. And mine was from the age of 10 all the way up until the age of 17. And my first husband married me at the age of 18 because he wanted me out of that relationship. So when I came into the program of Alcoholic Anonymous, you guys said, let us love you until we learn to love, till you learn to love yourself. My head, remember, sick, right? I'm looking around the room and I'm going, oh my God, there's so many people I have to have sex with. Because that's the only thing I knew about love. It was the only thing I knew that what love was. You know what I mean? And they tell me that? Oh my God. So back to me again. And I want to thank Victor for asking me. Really do. I know it's a small group. It's okay. Who's supposed to be here aren't really supposed to be here. And I accept that. This has got to remember, it's Good Friday, April 3rd, 2 days before Easter. It's okay. You know, and a couple of them goes, oh, I want to come. I said, you know what? It's okay. That's what you guys taught me. And what my higher power says, who's ever supposed to be present was the one that's supposed to be present. So I want to thank each one of you that are here right now because you know what? You're a gift to me. And my higher power lets you come in here. And you know, a lot of us don't understand why we end up in the rooms of Alcoholic Anonymous or, you know, whatever. It tells you in 3 places about the only requirement, believe it or not, it's in the preamble. The only requirement is the desire to stop drinking. 3rd tradition, right there. Only requirement is the desire to stop drinking. So when there's a newcomer comes in here, I don't care if they come in here 50 times, they must have the desire or they would not be in here, right? But if you're wondering why you're in here, no matter what, when you first came in here, somebody prayed you into the room. That's the kind of a God I have that you guys allow me to have. I love my God. He goes everywhere. I invite him every place I go. Here, shopping. He loves to go eating. Likes to go shopping. He loves going to church. He loves going to the games. He likes to fellowship. He loves to be invited. We have to remember he created us in his image. And if you're so worried about you want to be like that person or this person, God made you perfect. Accept it. Please. He loves you the way you are. He even loves me. You know what I mean? So every step in my recovery, I did celebrate Sunday last week, 30 years of one day at a time. An alcoholic and addict like me, it should have never happened. But I took your guys' suggestion. I made it a week program. Not an I, because the only thing I did right was get myself into trouble. And now I'm here with you as a we thing. Not an I thing. I had to take I out of my vocabulary. I bought a book. And I wanted to remember the people that recognized me on my birthday that came to the meeting and they signed the book. Well, you know, we always have somebody think they're smarter than everybody else. All right? Put in the book, it says you're supposed to use I statement and quit preaching. I hope I'm not preaching. I hope I'm sharing my experience, strengths, and hope with you all. Because I'll tell you what, if it wasn't for Narcotic Anonymous or Alcoholic Anonymous and the CR and the churches and stuff, I would not be where I'm at today. My very first year, I'm not lying, as God is my witness, every day I went to church. After church, I went to a meeting. I did that for a solid year because I wanted that connection with my higher power to get used to taking him anywhere and everywhere I went. And he did. But he's prepared me for everything. So like I told you, the thing with my dad happened for 7 years. I've forgiven him. I find out he's not even my birth father. He was just another man taking advantage of a child. My husband and I'll tell you what, talk about opposite. We were totally opposite. But we loved each other. And we were really great. Together for 11 years anyway. But every step of the life that I've walked. When I got married, my mom wouldn't have nothing to do with me. But she wanted to get rid of me so bad that she had a wedding for me on my 18th birthday. And I got married. And then I came back to Santa Maria because I love Santa Maria. I love Santa Barbara, but who can really live there? I mean, come on. But back to me. When I was created, when I was born, my mom was raped by an alcoholic. I was the result of that rape. She did not even know she got pregnant from that rape. When she went to the hospital, she thought she had gallstone or something. And then they handed me to her. That's not what she wanted. So anytime and every time she saw me, she always saw the event. How many times have we done that? That every time we see something, we see that same event and it seems like we cannot go on. It's no different for a person that's not an alcoholic. It's the same thing. Something tragic happens like that, they do not forget. But my mom loved me all the way up to almost when she died. She died at 66, December 6th, and her birthday was on the 5th. But I loved her no matter what. If anybody got punished, it was me. I was the oldest. I had 3 sibling brothers, remember? And I was a tomboy. I mean, a real tomboy. These boys were afraid of me. They do everything I asked them to do. Okay? So, we went through my father. We went through my mother. I found out when my mother died. That's when I found out. Then I found out when my brother died, which did not like me because I was a different woman from a different man than the 3 sibling brothers was from the same man. Another one, okay? Plus, he fell in love with my dad because my dad did the same thing to him. So it's okay. I've forgiven him. I even took him into my house for a few years. And he already lost his leg because of diabetic. That's what alcohol will do too. Will end up losing your limbs. He lost his first leg. And I told him, okay, you can come and live in here. But you lose your second leg, I can't take care of you. There's just no way. I just, it won't happen. I mean, I don't want my back to be gone because I'm trying to help somebody that doesn't have his legs. And I took care of him for 4 to 5 years. Okay. I found out when he died, my original birth name is Hope Sanchez. That's my birth name, not the one that's on my birth certificate that I have today. And I'm already going to be 75 years old, June 6th. Why go back and get the original birth certificate? I mean, you know, it's history. It's at the back. I can't get it. And then I find out the thing about my real dad, still an alcoholic, and still doing the same old thing when I was created to two other women. So I have some step-brothers, sisters out there somewhere too. But you know what? God prepared me for every little thing I walked through, because I could have been devastated enough to go back out there and drink, go back out there, maybe even use dope, go out there and fight a man and do things you're not supposed to. I didn't do that thing. I didn't do that because you guys taught me, to me, and I share this to a lot of people, if I was to drink or if I was to do drugs, I will absolutely die. There is no question. It's up here. I will absolutely die. So I don't pick up and I don't use. You guys gave me a thing, one day at a time. It's just today. Whatever crisis, it's just today. Whatever goes wrong, it's just today. If I'm having a bad day, it's just today. But you guys taught me that I can change that. How I react, how I respond, and what can I really do about it? The fourth step, you guys helped me to forgive my dad and my mother and my sperm donor father that I don't know anything about. I learned to forgive that. I get hurt here in Alcoholic Anonymous as well as Narcotic Anonymous and then outside these doors. But you know what I have to do for them? I have to pray for them. It changes my perspective on whatever it is that they might have done, whatever they might have said. I used to tell Nancy the whole time, I says, at least somebody's thinking of me if they're talking about me, right? That somebody's thinking of me. I didn't know I was that important. But you know what? You guys taught me so much. When I came in here, Jim's the only one that was here when I walked into his room. And believe it or not, he was talking with another gentleman. And I was walking in. Everybody, I used to wear stiletto high heels. Not the little ones, the stilettos. And I'd be wearing mini skirts. So small, it'd be like a blouse with a belt on it. At that time, 31 years ago, people, remember, we used to wear pantyhose. I never wore panties. So whenever I bent over or I did whatever, everybody would see my tush, okay? But it didn't matter because nobody taught me how to dress. Nobody taught me how to do what I need to do. Nobody taught me that I'm supposed to comb my hair. Nobody told me that you don't put too much makeup, you look like a clown. Nobody taught me any of this. Remember, I raised myself. Then you guys tell me that I have a God of my understanding, and that didn't happen until the age of 46. Do you know that's a half a century I've had control of being God? It's a long time if you ask me. You know, but the rooms of Alcoholic Anonymous and the men, they're okay. I used to tease them, if I get your phone number, you better watch out. You might be my next husband. Don't give me your phone number. And the women, I used to tease them. If I was a man, I'd pick you up in a heartbeat. I'd treat you like you should be treated. So the women were afraid of me. The men were afraid of me, so they stayed away from me. Back to Jim. The only man, and it overwhelmed me like you wouldn't believe, the only man that asked to take me out to eat and didn't want nothing, just wanted to make sure I had breakfast and a cup of coffee. The first man, at the age of 47, a long time. So he's very special. He teases me all the time. He says, here comes trouble. And when we do the serenity prayer, we'll hold hands. God grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change. He shakes my hand. And then the courage to change what he can, he shakes his own hand. And then, of course, we give it to God. But see, that's the kind of relationship that him and I have. We can tease each other. He may not love everybody, but that's okay. Because that's his business, not my business. I do love everybody. And you know what? It's okay. If you don't like me, I know people don't like me, and it's okay. You know, I don't hit their expectations. See, that's another thing that I learned here. Don't have expectations on the people, places, things, situation, and guess what? Even on yourself. That's what gets you in trouble. You guys talk about resentment? That's an easy one to put yourself into. You know what I mean? So recovery. I love what you guys have given to me. And I want to share my higher power with you. So on page 99 in the 12x12. And this is who my God is, and this is who I want to be the example for. It says, Lord, make me a channel of thy peace. I want to bring peace to each and every one of you. And guess what? I want to bring peace to me. Where there's hatred, I want to bring love. Now that I know what love really is, I want to bring love. Where there is wrong, where there's wrong, may I bring the spirit of forgiveness. I want to show them that it's okay to be who you are. It's okay to be the ugly person that you are if that's what you choose to be. But I don't have to tell them that. I just keep it up here and give it to God. So I want to be forgiveness. And when there's discord, I want to bring harmony. I really do. I want to bring harmony. When there's error, I want to bring the truth. But I'm not going to hurt you, or I don't say anything at all, because if I can't say the truth, I don't want to say anything. I'll walk away from the situation. Where there's doubt, I want to bring the truth. So if you really want to hear the truth, and I've been with you long enough, and I know I can share the truth, Nancy and I have a great relationship. A great relationship. We promised each other she allowed me to move into her house. If there's any conflict between her or me or misunderstanding, we share it with each other. We have the best girl relationship you can have with a person. Really. And I love her to death. We tell each other we love each other. I want to bring faith. Where there is despair, I want to bring hope. And I'm glad. And Billy is the only person that calls me Hope. Whenever he texts me, he says Hope. When he calls me, he says Hope. I call him, he says Hope. He's the only one that calls me Hope. So when I do move, I'm going to carry the word Hope instead of Arlene. Because when I was a drug addict out there and I was the dealer, they knew me as 2D. Not as Arlene. They knew me as 2D. So I have characters for everything in my life. Okay. I want to bring light when there's sadness. I want to bring joy. I want to be what God wants me to be, not only to him, but to you all too. That's my higher power, and that's what I live on. Okay, somebody gave me a little list here, and I really love it. But first of all, I want to read something that really caught my... I got some water right here, but I'll take it too. Okay, this caught my attention. That's why I recognize whatever meeting I'm in, that's why I recognize it, because of this little card. It says, this is an open meeting of Alcoholics Anonymous. This is an open meeting of Alcoholics Anonymous. We are glad that you're here, especially newcomer, and keeping our singleness of purpose and third tradition. The only requirement of AA member is the desire to stop drinking. We ask those who participate confine their discussion to the problem of alcoholism. So whenever I'm sharing, I just take the drug and I replace it with the word alcohol. So I respect the room. I respect when I'm in CR. I respect whatever area I am. I even go to Al-Anon. I used to go to all the AA things because the only thing I knew about AA was AAA because I used them. That's the only thing I knew about AA. So this is why, and I keep it with me to remind me. You know what I mean? But somebody gave me a little list, and I'm going to tell you, an Alcoholic Anonymous mentioned the drugs in three areas in the big book. The first one is the doctor's opinion. Okay? The second one, believe it or not, is a vision for you. The third one is a pamphlet called P11. Talks about the drugs and alcohol. To me, it says resentment is the number one offender, right? Well, you know me, I want to be the one that wants to bring joy and happiness. I like to bring acceptance was the answer to any physical thing that's going on in my life, and it's also an answer to whatever's going on so I don't cop a resentment. I accept you for who you are, what you say, what's going on, who's doing this, who's doing that. You guys gave me a way to get out. We either change the subject or I'm going to have to walk away because I do not want to participate in all the gossip. Jim and I used to know everything at the very beginning because we didn't know better. What everybody was doing, who was doing what, and what was doing anything. I mean, we knew it all. I had to break that chain. I had to because you know what? That was too much to carry. Oh, my God. Okay, I like this little thing here because it tells me, I call it my cheater page. Okay, it's a cheater page, all right? It says the promises. It tells you it's on 83 to 84. What happens if you work the steps? Page 83. Daily retreat upon spiritual conditions. 11 steps. It tells you every page, just like it does in the big book of Alcoholic Anonymous. Have you know what this is? It's Alcoholic Anonymous. And believe it or not, every question you can come up with, the answer is in the book. All you have to do is look for it. That's all you have to do. Jim's favorite thing is, don't just read the book. Study the book. Study the book. And I'll tell you what, there's some stories in here. It's amazing, some of these stories. I don't know if you ever read any of them. My favorite, and I know Jim's favorite, is the Jaywalker. Remember the Jaywalker? Replace the Jaywalker as alcohol. This gentleman had over 20 years, it's in this book, over 20 years, and he relapsed because he thought if he had milk with his alcohol, he won't get drunk. We do that. We do that. We're alcoholics. Okay? Also, the steps. Step one, believe it or not, is Bill's story. Step one is the solution. Step one, more about alcoholism. That's step one. Step two is we the agnostics. Three and four, how it works. It's 4-17 through 25. It tells you the working along, whatever. 5 and 11 is chapter 6. 12 is working with others. And I'm going to tell you what, when I read each one of these, I went from paragraph to paragraph with my sponsor. She told me, she says, Arlene, I am glad you talked me into doing this. She learned just as much as I did out of it because we took it paragraph to paragraph. And we met every single Wednesday and we did the book. Okay? And then we have 9, 10, and 11, the vision for you, the employer, the family afterwards. I'm telling you what, this book's got so much information, you'd be amazed. And guess what? You may find your story in here. It says it talks about the 164 pages, right? Well, after that, you get to hear the stories of other people. And this is the fourth edition. They're coming out with a fifth, right? I think they are. I heard about it. That's four different things from 164, which has different stories, if you can get yourself a copy of them. I have two of the third edition. I don't have a second, and I don't have the first, but I do have the remake of the first book, and I love it. I really do love it. Okay, I have another little card here. I don't know if you guys remember this, but Jim is always on the steering committee of the conventions. It says, abandon yourself to God as you understood him, admitting your fault to him and your fellows. Clear the wreckage of your past. Give freely of what you find and join us as we shall be with you in the fellowship of the Spirit, and will surely meet some of us on the way of trudging on the road of happy destiny. That's what Alcoholic Anonymous does. You're not alone. It's a we program. I love it. I have another one here. A lot of us don't understand. It says, sponsors. How to get a sponsor. What's the requirement of a sponsor? In small detail, back and forth. Because you know what? We get confused. So, I carry about the meeting thing. I carry about a sponsor. I carry a cheater sheet. And you know what else I carry besides my big book and the 12x12 and the daily reflection? I carry a woman's phone list. And the reason they tell you women, please hang with the women, because the women might save your ass, but the men will pat your ass. I have a lot of things here. See this board right there? Guess what it has on it? Meetings. Okay? Meetings. A friend of mine gave this to me, and I share it with my sponsees. Halt. Okay? Halt. A cue to help to recognize. Hungry, angry, lonely, tired. Halt. A solution to practice. Humility, acceptance, and love, and tolerance. I give this to all my women. In the morning, when you connect with your higher power, what are you already? That's what I carry with me. And I'm going to tell you what. Somebody's going to finally give it to me if they ever get to it, working on it, because they've been so busy. Have you really taken the Serenity Prayer and broke it down? It says, God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change. That's you, places, people, jobs, shopping, car rage, highway rage, all kinds of stuff. You can't change it. Okay, to accept the things I cannot change, that's what that is. The courage to change the things I can, believe it or not, is up here. It's how you respond, how you react, and what can you do about it. The third one, the wisdom, the only reason you can't hear me is, well, I had all my teeth pulled last week. And is the difference is you give it to God. Give it to God. Whatever's going on, I'll tell you what, I'd rather have him carry it than me carry it. I really would. And then I don't know if you ever read the rest of part of this here. It says living one day at a time, enjoying one moment at a time, accepting hardship and pathways to peace, taking as it as he did, and sinful world as it is, not as I would like to have it, trusting that his will makes all things right. If I surrender to his will, so will that I may be responsible, happy in my life, and supreme happy with him forever and ever. I thought that was so beautiful. We only say half of it because, you know what? Could you see all of us trying to say all this at the same time? We have a hard time with the three ones they give us, right? Okay. Nancy and I looked up some stuff here. There is a prayer for every step. There's a prayer for every step. And I have them. Okay? There's the six. There's the seven. All the way through 11 and 12. Okay? We got them all. All right. If you sponsor yourself, you have an idiot for a sponsor.
I agree.
Okay? Okay? So, I have a cheater sheet here, which a friend of ours made up, and it's been out there for about 10 years now. I don't know if you guys ever noticed the outlines on these steps. Step one, honesty. Step two, hope. Step three, faith. Step four, courage. Do the four steps and you'll find out why that's courage. Integrity is step five. That's our character defects. You know that, right? And six is willingness. Seven, humility. Eight, forgiveness. That's that list if you make of people. Nine, justice. I'm going to tell you what, when you make your amends on the ninth step, don't have expectations. They may not forgive you. You have done so much damage for so long, they're tired of hearing the word sorry. The 11, spiritual growth. And 12, helping others. Do you see this right here? Believe it or not, that's Alcoholic Anonymous, and it works when you do it. I'm on the phone line. I like to do that. I'm in central office on Tuesdays in the afternoon. By the grace of God, I've been doing it for over 5 years. By Him, I have brought in 5 women into the rooms of Alcoholic Anonymous, and they're having some time underneath their belts because I was there to answer the phone. Don't think just because you called your sponsor and they're not talking to you right now, you call a friend and they're not there right now, the person you get a hold of is the one God wanted you to hear from. Because you know what? You might be there to help them, or they have something that's going to help you. Phone calls are very important. They're very important. Everybody has a story. Everybody has good, bad, sad, ugly, unpredictable circumstances. But I'll tell you what, God made you so special that you get to be your own self. It doesn't matter what you have done, how you did it, what you're doing with it. Even today, if you screwed up, it's okay. Because He loves you. He wants a relationship with you. Who would ever thought about when you were out there and you were in here now and got a little bit of time that He wants a relationship with you? You're higher power, Dad. God loves you that much. I hope you get that connection. When the first year of my recovery, when I came into the rooms, I came in here at 96, in the year 96. One full year, God is my witness. Every single day, I hit church and then I hit a meeting for a solid year. I got a connection with a higher power. I started to set a table for Him also, a sitting that He gets to sit with me, because that's how my higher power is with me. I have got that connection. I was talking to somebody the other day. I can't remember who it was. My higher power cares about anything and everything about me. Anytime I lose something, you know what, God? I'm going to stop looking for it, because you know what? You know where it is. This is your world, and you know where it is. You just have to direct me to it. I will find it. The first time He did that for me was a check to the landlord. To my landlord. They had wanted money order. It was a $2,000 check. And I lost it. I got a nudge from my higher power. He says, on the passenger side, where the seat goes, and it's got that little line there. That's where my check was. And you want to know how much he loves me? He's my parking guy. I'm here at wherever you wanted us to be, God. I'm here. Can you give me a parking place? I swear I'm not lying. We went to Panera's on Sunday. God, that person pulled out, and I pulled right in.
Wow.
That's the kind of higher power that you guys allow me to have. I never had that kind of love before. I never had anybody that cared about me that much before. The people of Alcoholic Anonymous, not every one of you is going to like me, and it's okay. It's okay. I don't have expectations on you. I don't have expectations on myself. He allows me to make mistakes. That was the hardest thing. And you guys said, let me love you until I learn to love myself. Do you know how long that took me for that? A long time. A very long time. And I'll tell you what, my chapter 5 is one of my favorite chapters. And the only reason, I don't know if you really recognize it, but the very first paragraph, 3 different times, talks about honesty. You want to know how I got it? I had this sponsor. It's a very good sponsor when I first came into the program. And this is when I used to walk to the meetings and to church. And I saw this beautiful flower. What do? I took it, I cut it, and I gave it to her. She goes, Arlene. I go, yeah. Where'd you get this? She says, I was walking over here and I saw it. She says, do you know that's stealing? I never stole another thing again. I used to be a real good thief, too. How many people do you know can walk out with a portable TV underneath their stomach?
What?
I'm not lying. How many people do you know that can do that? Well, I did it. Insolvent of all places. I know. So, you know, Alcoholic Anonymous gave me a program that I never thought I deserved, that I have to have. If I'm with somebody here and for some reason I can't get along with their sharing and I have to pray for them, I read the literature on the board to get me out of that whatever's going on. Because I don't want to leave this room worse than what it was when I came in here. I want something recovery, okay? Jim, don't they have that one in here? Yeah. No one comes to AA with a success story. No one. My hat's off to you if you think you do. That's in the book, too. All right. Enough of me. And I hope you don't think I was preaching, because that's what the gentleman put on my book. I hope I'm telling you a little bit of truth, not only my truth, but the truth that AA has taught me. You know, newcomers today, they're not even taught anymore by the old timers. They don't teach the people how to be a secretary. They don't teach them what they should be doing. You know, they don't remind them that, you know, we don't crosstalk. We don't interrupt when somebody's talking. We don't. You know, quit playing on your phone and share it with somebody, because you know what? That person might need whoever's talking. Whoever needs to hear that message, they can't hear it if you're too busy with them on the phone or yourself. I hate the phone when it's in a meeting, but I love the phone when I'm out. Nancy has taught me a couple of things in recovery. I get on Zoom every 5:30 on Zoom. Remember when we were sick and we couldn't be out here for a couple of years? I was on Zoom. And honey, I'm telling you what, I can go to Connecticut, Hawaii, all these other, Africa. A couple of times when we were doing it, they asked of whatever place we were at to please say the serenity in their language.
Wow.
And they would.
Yeah.
I love Zoom. I forgot about Zoom. Till I came to Nancy's house and she put me back on Zoom. Now she has it on my phone. And guess what? I can use a computer.
When the student
74 years. I didn't want nothing to do with it. They always tell you, get on the computer. I don't know anything about a computer. She taught me the computer. And I've had a computer the whole time, believe it or not. I just didn't know how to use it. So you know what? You guys educated me. You made me the lady I am today. I have no regrets. I learned to love. I learned to forgive. And I learned the same thing with you all. Thank you for letting me share.
Another big hand for our YouTube.